the Gitzvah Vatshmei and the what he said over here about the Rabbanis Keber Esvale and so on. Now he says enough in the Kudav. Yesh Chalodav, Masha Rabbanis Keber Esvale, Ki Odomu Mekabal Achiyus Vakim and Hashem Yisbarach. A person gets his Kiyum and his Chiyus and Hashem Yisbarach. Shehu Elikim Chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Elikim Chayim. Umashpia Chayim Vakir Nitzayim Kulo. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Chiyus to everyone. Vihine, Kol Asho Oysat Vimekabal, as a person is mekabel, is mashpul himself, then he's ready to get chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avla bal srora, shua moishul ala acha, ve'eina oisat ve'mekabel, rak poilu moishul b'acha. Bal srora is somebody who is moishul on others and doesn't, and I guess it's within his nature, he doesn't make someone do a mekabel. In a mekabel akim v'chayim, ki alachayim roi akabola, shetzor shi a mekabel achiyus Hashem Yisbarach mashpia tam alodam. So somebody who's a chay is royu to be, it should be a mekabel. A mekabel should be a chay. Ve'er ado mekuyim rak bo Yisbarach. Ve'etzma achiyus ba'atzma wa kabola shi a mekabel chiyus. Chiyus is the kabol that he gets. Well, if you can Hashem Yisbarach nikra mekor chayim, ki a mekor mashpia tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called a Mekor, Mekor Chaim, because the Mekor is always the Nekuda of Hashpoah, like a Mekor in a Mayon is the place from where the Nevi'ah comes, a Mekor in the sense of a woman. The Mekor is always the place where the Hashpoah comes from. Kein Hashem Yisbarach Mashpeah Chaim Tomli Ve'odom Kemo HaMekor Hazeh. Well, lefikach kol Hashu Mashpal Atzmoy who mekabel ha-kiyum min Hashem Yisbarach asher boi nisla ha-koil. Avla rabonis v'asrora ein oisim atzom mekabel. Vak ois atzom moishel ba'acha. Ulefikach en roel ha-chiyus k'me shemana l'mayla v'in la-harech ki yisbarach b'som choyt. So, he says over here, another nekuda, why it is that somebody who's osuk in rabonis swiftly dies is because chiyus demands a makabel. The teva of rabbonis is that you become a mashpia instead of a makabel, and b'meila it's kaveres esbalel. I want to mark a little bit on this inyan. I guess also a little bit in yonah the yema here about the nekuda that he's talking about. It's a nekuda that in a certain sense goes to the heart of the Yonim of Chet and Misa and Chaim and so on. Let's start, I guess, with a little bit of a shtel. In the Pasuk it says that Aaron puts on shtei siyurim gerolas, gerol echad l'Hashem and gerol echad l'Azazel. There's two siyurim, and one of which is l'Hashem, one of which is l'Azazel. The psukim go through all the behikiv aron sasir shalav agur l'Hashem v'so chatas. So that's taken care of one. V'sir shalav agur l'azazel, it says like this: Yomid chai lifnei Hashem lechapalov shalach l'azazel bar. You should stand chai lifnei Hashem lechapalov shalach l'azazel bar. So Rashi brings down from Taras Karnim. Well, what's the Yomid chai lifnei Hashem? I mean, obviously, the sir shalav agur l'azazel. I mean, it's standing. I mean, the only way you can stand is chai. So Rashi says it's to be medayek that later on it's not chai, that the shiluach lazozel is for misa. Oh, okay. Then it says the pasuk continues afterwards, and then the pasuk says that it says Aaron should take for some aharon the yodav arish asoya chai. He should put it on the Rosh Hashanah Chai. I mean, L'chura should have said, either Rosh Hashanah, but at this time there's only one Sur that's alive, and the other Sur is gone. Or it should have said, Rosh Hashanah, Asha'Allah, Goyalov, Lazazel. I mean, it's true technically he's alive, but that it's either you don't need the description or it's the wrong description. Then it says, Vado, Benosin, Oysama, Rosh Hashanah, Beshevah, Ishiyam, Idbara. So it's strange that in both of the places where it refers to him as the Amid Chai. It says the kolam mechafes akosh al moiz hazev because of sarah chai. The stomachai and sheyodam arusha sarah chai. The svadolov. So the Archai Makodesh says that the word chai is used specifically before the vidui, and after the vidui is no longer called chai. In other words, there's a certain gush in the pasuk that told me that lifnei Hashem is chai and afterwards not. So I want to try to explain the teichin of that nekuda. The when we think about the chait of Adam Arishin and Eitz Hadas, so let's go one step before. When we think in terms of chait and mitzvah, so we think of it in terms of personal benefit. In a ruchnistic sense, versus hurt. A person who wears tefillin has a quote-unquote strong arm in ruchnius. A person who doesn't wear tefillin has a weak arm in ruchnius. A person who gives tzedakah has good heart. A person who doesn't give a bad heart. When we think of the kaimus adam mitzvahs, help it, strengthen it, and averis, take it away. That is it is correct, but it's missing out the heart of the Inyan. Let's give a dogma. There are certain things, Lamashal, let's say I get into a fight with somebody, and the person is a gavra lima, and he makes me tzaras tzuris, and he makes life miserable for me, and I say to myself, you know, that was a very stupid thing to get into a fight. So I definitely have charat al ava. And I definitely have a Kabbalah asid. I'm not going to make a stupid mistake like that again. But it has no shaykhis to the world we're talking about. The chait, what was the shayrish of the chait of the Eitz Hadas, which is the shayrish of all chatoim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam b'tzelem Elokim. Adam has koyach habchira. So that means that a person is built to deher himself as dependent on himself only. In other words, the koyach habchira in a person keeps urging the person to stand on his own two feet, because hakol toli bi adava toli, everything is toli me. It's up to me to do it. The hair of that is that I'm kaveh my own future, my own girl. That is an oimek of that the hair. By and large, it's very true. And that's why the person has krech bechira. The one place where it's not true is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, a person is built with Bechira so that he can actually justify his own existence. That's from the point of Chias onwards. Once a person is Chai, then now I can justify my own existence. But Chias itself is only Noveh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, like Gimel Mafteches, like Nimseru, and the Shliach, the all three Mafteches have to do with Chaim. Chaya is having children, Chias HaMesim, and Kshamim, which are equivalent to the ongoing Chias of the Bria. In other words, Chaim is the one Nekuda in which Adam is taka, not self-perpetuating. A person cannot create chayim. Once a person is a chay, it's possible to have everything. Everything else is totally virtzoni as well. It's totally an Adam. Meirachisa, what made Adam the Yitzhara to break away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu lay in the Aver of Eitz Hadas. The Nochash's pitch was not that it tastes good. The Nochash's pitch was V'yisem ke'elokim v'yadea tov v'ra. In other words, tov and ra is the hashpah that has come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tov is defined by tov bein Hashem, not tov bein Hashem. You know, v'hayita bein Hashem. Tov is defined in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I cannot be mishtalad on it. In a ruchnius, it's equivalent to chiyus on a physical level. And other Marishan, being that he was a Yetzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who had to be Teifis himself as independent to use his Bechira, this was the hardest Nisayan. Just like when a child matures, a teenager is always busy trying to break away from his parents, trying to break rules, trying to break whatever kfiya society puts on him. Even kids, from kids, who go letzad ha-toiv, when a child is in his teenage years is turning to good, it also is with a vengeance to break the gedarim. I can become like the Vilna Goyen. I know that everybody says you shouldn't, you should have to sleep this. I can do it. In other words, the thing that irks a teenager the most is that somebody is telling him what to do. Somebody has a shlita over him. He's not completely independent. And anything which is a gether, anything which smells of a gether, is fair game to break. Which what will break? How will break? Which one will break? That's already different. But the desire to be completely independent is neveya from this inyan. The first hate was at the heart of this inyan. It was, you know, you don't have to be from Hashem. You can be like Hashem. The base and the chaf, one is chalef. In other words, v'atem advekim ba'Hashem alekeichem, chayim kulchem ayoyim. Anyone that's attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayim kulchem ayoyim. And their Yetzirah was, and his Yetzirah, other Mishnah's Yetzirah was, Ke Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai, you can also be V'Chai Lo'ilam. You have the ability to be Chai Lo'ilam. That was the Chait of other Mishnah. In every Chait, you have that type of Nekuda is Tomin as well. There's a Chait on a first level that's a Pagam, and it is plaguing the person. But deeper than that, in as much as there's an akuda of hate in every chet, that oven is specifically creating the person a matziv where he will take care of himself. Some averis is more pronounced. By pshia, by pesha, it's the pshat, that's the gufa matara. When a person stands up and says, we will take our destiny into our own hands, the person himself is saying it to Femole. When a person does Averis and doesn't care much, hidden in it is a certain satisfaction of being his own person, and that by definition is a nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mistake is that everything in the Bria is Nimsa, and Benela it could go over to a person as well. The person can be Bocher, and he has a big koyach to do things. Chaim itself is the only thing that defines itself as the Keshen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'atem advekim v'ashem lekechem chaim kulchem ayoyim means that chiyus is only determined on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a computer. The computer can do wonderful, wonderful things. The one thing is, it has to be plugged into some power source. And the day I unplug it, or pull out the battery, or whatever it is, it's all gone. But Kol's man, it's there. Somebody once said about a letz in yeshiva, said there was a certain person who was big Balshitas and Baldeas that were Krum, and one day he just died. A big person, I'm not going to mention the name. And somebody said, somebody in Shiva said, you know, he was at a computer exhibition, And there was one computer that was very naughty, and it was saying nasty remarks to the person, putting questions into it. It kept insulting him. Snapped. Finally, the person got tired of it, just pulled out the plug, and that was the end of it. In other words, in everything a person has the koyach to be kaveh things, except for Chaim itself. But the ultimate Yetzirah was to try to be monotic it, because the person had the perception that he can live within himself. It happened with the Shemesh Levana, which was a forerunner of Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Yom Revi, the Levana being a mushba, but not chafing at the fact that it has to be a makabel for its existence, want to be monotic itself. And on Yom Shishi, Adam had the same, that was the same shayrish for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mela, the pasuk says over here. So in a big picture, Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the V'yoy Macholchom Etzadas Mois Tomus was that Nakuda. In other words, it's not a side punishment. We're talking about the Mosheirishtik Avera by the Mosheirishtik person, and the Onish is the Shoreishtik Onish. It's not a sif of anything, not a sniff of anything, it's the Gufo of Chet and the Onish and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, everything in the Bria is under your Shlita. Mekoleitz Ashabagan Tochal. Everything is given to Adam, Lidur to Kipshua. You're right. Adam in Tachtoinim is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ani amarti lehim atem. Everything is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One nekuda was left over that the person is still a mitla toli in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Eitz Hadas. There are all sorts of the Chazal and Kabbalah that if you would wait till Friday, it would become mutter, that it will become mutter, and so on. That's only mechazik, this inyan. It means that what was wrong with it was that there was a tzivui Hashem. A person in one nekuda was mitli tol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just like the umbilical cord that kept a person tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that tzivui. All you need is one tzivui to keep him tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that it has to be like that. In other words, Adam could not, you can't be monotic anything in the world completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam is almost there, but it can only be almost. It can never be an entirety by definition, because then you'd have two gods. If a person would be completely independent, a person is Tali, and then the Kuda of Tlus is called Chius. That was the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And b'meila, the Chatoyim that happened afterwards, the Chet in forever in its panemius carries that seed. And that's why in the big picture, when you talk about the Yom Adin, you talk about Sefer Chaim, Sefer Meisim, because when you take the Averis as each Averin itself has its own Mahalchim of what it accomplishes, what it doesn't accomplish, and so on and so forth. It's specifically when you talk about Chet and its Klolius, the Panemius of it is Chaim and Mavis. And that's why the Mida Tshuva is called, Hachna. The Pasuk says by Achav, Arisa ki nichna Achav Mufana, I think it says. By Chizki and Amon, I think it says, or by Menashe, maybe it says, that, but he wasn't nichna like his father. The word, by Paro, the word Hachna is used in the sense that at the end of the day, in every great arena, in big Averis, in big, the Indian is always, is the person Nichna HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? If you're not Nichna, then there's no Mokum Kabbalah, and b'meila There's no. Hachnon means you come to the person b'toyres mekabel shtalin v'chutzutu or mashpia. If there is none of that, then the person is can't be mekabel from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and chius is where you get affected. I think Rabbi Yonis says that Achnoah is one of the nyanim of a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Avera is somebody who in the Pnimi is always the herd that it's coming from a Baal Avera always the herd, and somewhere along the line he kind of was metastasis that, and that's why that's the Teichen of Avera. I want to add another Nekud of Hesbet to something here. I mean, we mentioned that every chet and every avera and vice versa, every mitzvah accomplish a certain pagam in the person or a certain toelos in the person. And we said besides that, there's also the nekud of pnimius of chias and vekas. I want to define it a little more accurately because the nekud of the people miss out a little bit. When I say that it accomplishes something in the person, so we think of a mushroom, a person eats something that's healthy, so his bones get healthy. If I say he takes calcium, his bones get healthier. He takes this, his blood gets healthier. We understand it in terms of building the body and so on and so forth. It's not quite the right mushroom. The right mushroom is as follows. Imagine I want to go meet somebody. A person is dating, a person is going out for a job interview, whatever. The person wants to look his best. The person wants to bring out the best of himself and improve every part of himself. The one nekuda that the person asks before he puts his choice is, what does the other person like? I like to dress very fancily. But the person that I'm coming to doesn't like that. He thinks it's pompous. So I'm not. If I dress myself fancy, that's not bringing. If the best of me is the way I want to look and the way when I look in the mirror I like myself, then good. Then dress to however you please. But if looking your best is for the matara, that the other person should become niskasha to you, then that's what you have to ask yourself. What does the other person want? The other person likes a black tie, it's a black tie, red tie. But the nekuda is, I want to look the best for that person. In other words, the two inyanim that we spoke about are not two different inyanim. Every mitzvah and every avera is metakin a person. But it's metakin it. The tikkun of the person is the kli that's royu for hashpoah of chiyus. If I'm trying to make a coat into a raincoat, then what the material I want to use, the chemicals I want to immerse it in, are the chemicals that waterproof it. If on the other hand I want to the cloth to be light, to be summery, then that's going to be its teichin. It's not the yoifi and everything else that comes with it is in order to become a kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in mitzvah, there is no distinction. When a person does make a distinction, a person begins to see mitzvahs and averis in his own mitzvahs, that's when we have this problem. There's one more area, and I guess we touched on it lightly, that this is nagiah. We said that in terms of ruchnias, the place where you're dependent, it's Leib HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we take out a Choshe Mishpat, we're done with it, and we say Svaros, and we come up with Halachas, and Psakim, and Piskei Dinim, and that's really, and it's up to us. That was given Leib HaShemayim. The one thing that we're mitli toli and kaimi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Hagdara of Toiv and Ra. In other words, Torah is called Divrei Elokim Chaim. That Torah is called the words of a living God. In other words, the Shiras and that's the answer to people point out. It says the Chazal that Elo Mishpatim, Marishainim Nitnu Misinai, Af Elo Nitnu Misinai, and then it says Lev Hashamayim Hi. So what's the pshat? I mean, on the one hand, we're supposed to say everything came from Kadosh Baruch Hu Sinai, every little svar and Kadosh Mishpat, every ktais and every Reb Chaim came from Sinai. Then we're supposed to say Lev Hashamayim Hi. I mean, how do you explain both of them? The teretz is the pratim and pirtei pratim are all totally in seichel adam. And then the beseder, with all the tritzim about it, was gonos. But the metzias of leib shemaimi is that the hemshach of Torah is toledas adam. But the core principle of the Torah, why is it wrong to steal from a very wealthy man who's greatly obnoxious and wouldn't know the difference when I need it for bread and butter? The answer to that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Sik Novu. It doesn't have an answer in our tfisa. The shirish of it, its chiyus, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Its etzim validity corresponding to the life force in a person is Dvar Hashem, which is called Divrei Elohim Chaim. That's what it's called. Once it's chai, the pratim and pirtei pratim is totally the other, like all of a person's maise. So I guess let's just bring out the points. You know, Yom Kippur is the day when we struggle with Toiv and Ra in its essence. Its Sheirish naturally goes back to Chet Egel, it goes back to Chet of Nadav Naviu, which was also a Chet where Adam wanted to determine what's right and what's wrong. At the end of the day, the Chet of Nadav Naviu is they wanted to come up with mitzvahs. But the Kirvasim Lifnei Hashem is not totally an Adam. It because the mitzvah was a Kirvasim Hashem the mitzvah, that's why it could never be the Adam. Adam Bishrasha was created with two very basic tchunis that create the problems, the ability and the problems of chet and mitzvah. Adam was created with a koyach abchira, which dictates his mentality is bi adavatol, ena davatol lebi, that everything is totally me. And me'idich gisa, ve'atem advekem ashom kerem chayim kuch mayoyim. A person has to be a makabel in his sheirish, even though in 99% of other things, he is a mashpia. And it's a terrible contradiction. It's most people, once they start saying a shir, find it difficult to sit back and listen to a shir. You find people who were marbitzer Torah many years, and their cholam was to retire and to become learned Torah again, can't do it. It's the old word. They take the Gemara in Chulin says we've mentioned for Eide the treaty lifloit lemivli. You know, it's something that Torah to give doesn't take. The person stops becoming a makabel. That's the teva ha'adam, because it's very very hard to continue both. But everything about the person, the oilam of mitzvahs be'atzmi yusay, is the sense of achna, that the person is valid only in as much as mekabel chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything he does is not to make himself a better person, but to make himself a better mekabel of chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which makes him a better person. Just like if a person has an oxygen line, he needs to have an oxygen line, and the oxygen line is snarled or something inside is stuck, that by clearing and cleaning out the pipe, he's allowing the oxygen to flow into him so that he's more of a chai. The whole sheirish of Kabbalah's mitzvahs and mitzvahs b'chlal, the Olam mitzvahs, is that the person is a makabel and a nichna lifnei Hashem. The chet of Avera, the sheirish of Averis, was the sense of the person going at it himself. The person, not the herring, that he has to be makabel and so on. And that's why Rabbanus and Makabel, as Baleha, because the person becomes used to being mashpia, and it's hard for him to say that, okay, but all of this is avela volum, down at the end, I'm totally in being mekabel. The yomid tzor chai lifnei Hashem is to be madgish, that as long as he stands lifnei Hashem, he's a chai. When he's misvaded averis, and he gets sent away from lifnei Hashem, the vidui, the averis that are put on him, turn him away from being lifnei Hashem, and therefore he's no longer a chai. It's a description, the pnimius, of what's happening here. That chet removes the lifnei Hashem, and b'meila the sense of chai. So Yom Kippur, when it's coming as a general Yom Kippur, it's establishing the Moshayrish the Gemuna in Klal Yisrael that the difference between that the true Tzuras Adam is, you know, it's when we speak about chet being malachlich a person or being garer a person, mitzad the chitzonius it's megareh certain things, mitzad the pnimius it's megareh the core of it, and this is where the person puts himself back again to the mekor mayim chayim, and this is the sifri chayim that's nechtam on Yom Kippur. Any shailas?
Yeah. I just want to clarify this. The vart of Rabbanus. I think it's the Maral who says that by Seinu Matanis Yechia, the reason why Seinu Matanis Yechia is because a person who's able to kind of self-propel himself, he has the Bechina of Chaim, like this Mekarmayim Chaim that we mentioned, and so on.
Right.
So it seems to be Legabi Etzim, Legabi the Haschala, Legabi the beginning, the Makar, a person has to receive the Chaim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The
right.
Gabi the Hemshech, if a person has the ability to self-propel himself, then he himself is called a Chai. So when we say that Rabbanis is not a Bechina of Chayim, you know, someone who is, surely someone who is in a position where they are a Mashpia, and they're not a Mekabel anymore, like, you know, a Rav or whatever, a Manhig, whatever. I mean, surely that is not a Bechina of Mavis. It just means that they've been Mekabel so much.
It means a person has an atia that can easily turn that way. It's something which the person can very readily make them. Certainly, when a person is mashes malamet tayvin is mashpia, it's a good thing. It's not kind of megareya, but it just means that in when a person is is taking when he's using it. Seinu Matanis Yechia means that the person should not think his chiyus comes from people. You know, there's another direction to go, just like we're supposed to be boteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not boteach in anybody else. Seinu Matanis Yechia is along those lines. But when a person does do things that are so a person can't be mekabel from the lamata, but a person also has to understand that he is totally in the lamala.
Mm-hmm.
It's depending which direction. Just like bitachon, if a person thinks he can do it himself and doesn't need a kadosh baruch hu, that's terrible. If a person thinks that he'll rely on people, if a person feels, yeah, I'm helpless, I can't do anything, I guess I'll just have to rely on people. That's just as bad, almost. It's understanding that his marker is HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than something else.
I mean, by Yosef HaTzadik, the Gemara says that the reason why he was nifta first, I mean, we're saying that he had some type of an atiyah that he felt that
despite the fact that Yosef is so magish in the psukim that everything is taught HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal found a certain pekam.
In this area, I'm saying, where do we see?
I don't know. Maybe
Kichol v'Shamayim v'Aretz is Dafka, that he's the one who's constantly being Makasha, the Lamala with the Lamata.
Right. So if Chazal said, or there could be other. I mean, there are other explanations here on why the Rabbanus is Kaveres as Baleo, because he's been nutik from everyone and so on. In fact, there are other Hasberim, but I don't know if this particular Knech in Rabbanus is the one that was Nagia then. I mean, Chazal do learn it from there, correct? But
right.
Okay.
Okay.
Agud Yar.
Gemar Kazimateva.
And I guess in the beginning of Cheshvan sometime, when after this month starts, we'll get back together. I think the first Wednesday is Hey Cheshvan probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, very good.
Good. And Gemar Kazimateva to everybody. Kol Tov.